104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. Would you be able to handle your partner going on outings with their ex, like vacations and stuff, without you if they shared a child? Okay, let's talk to Shanika from Glendale. Shanika, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
I'm sorry?
What do you think?
So I think it's unnecessary, and I also think it creates a platform for trust issues. I mean, if we're a blended family and we're blending, why is there a need to separate and to do separate vacations and separate dinners and such? I just think it creates unnecessary drama in a relationship.
All right, Shanika, thanks. Appreciate that. Let me talk to Kay from Northwest Indy. Kay, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Kay. Would you be able to handle your partner going on outings like vacations without you if that partner and someone else shared a child?
Listen, I'm going through that right now. I am coming from a blended family. I have a child from a man who has three different mothers, okay? And I am real cool with, I'm the first mother. I am real cool with the third mother. The second one, she has issues. She's not mature. She's not able to communicate. But the third one, her and I are very, very cool. We are very grown. Communication is excellent, which is what you will need in some type of relationship like that. If it's a blended family and you're going on vacation, she takes care of my children sometimes. I take care of theirs. They go off on vacation. Sometimes he comes over and has dinner with us. We might go out and have family time with my daughter. He'll go home to her. So you have to be extremely, extremely mature. You have to have open communication and no jealousy.
But you're not married. You're not married. Are you married to the man?
He and I.
Are you married to this man?
No, I'm not.
No, she's the first wife. Is he married currently?
Is he currently married to any of y'all?
No, he's not married.
Oh, then that's different. That's not what we're talking about.
With the third one.
Oh, with the third one. That's why she ain't having it. Okay, thanks a lot, Kay.
That's good advice, Kay.
I don't blame her. All right, Kay, thanks a lot. We're still taking your calls, 312-729-1043. Here is the topic. Jada Pinkett was on Sway in the Morning, and she revealed that Will and his first wife go on vacations without her with the son that Will shares with his first wife. Our question to you is, would you be able to handle your partner going on outings with their ex without you if they shared a child? Would you be okay for your wife or your husband going on vacations with that other person with their child without you? Let's talk to Tisa from the South Side. Tisa, good morning.
Hi. That's South Side, but I'm just Lakeshore Drive.
Okay, well, you said you're on the South Side.
Ooh, South Shore.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, so tell us what you think.
Okay, what I think, is this Ed Lover?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sir, I think I would have that lady bring her man, because there's no sense in you sleeping alone.
So pretty much what you're saying is no.
No. No, it's exactly. Bring your man, bring the company.
No, but that's not the point. Tisa,
Wait, sir. Wait, listen. And let's see how long my man can take it.
Tisa.
Watching you with another man and his son.
Tisa, I love you. But you're pretty much answering my question is that you wouldn't be comfortable with it without her bringing her man, right?
Right.
Love you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, darling. Please call again. Let me talk to Michelle from Northwest Indy. Michelle is on the phone. Michelle, how you doing?
How are you? Good morning.
Okay, Michelle, here's the question. Would you be comfortable or would you be able to handle your partner that you're married to going on outings like vacations with their ex without you if that person had another child with another woman?
Absolutely not. I've got an ex. I've got a child with him. My husband currently doesn't have any kids with anyone else. But at the end of the day, we did birthday together, like, anything that has to do with the child, do together, absolutely, 100%. You have to get along. But to do vacations and stuff, that's extreme. It makes no sense.
All right, Michelle. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Let's talk to O from the South Side. O, how you doing?
Well, Eddie and the crew, good morning. Happy Tuesday, y'all.
Happy Tuesday to you, too. Oh, what do you think? Would you be able to handle your partner going on outings with their ex without you if they shared a child?
Yeah, man. Any day, all day. Been doing it for 25 years, bro. Been doing it. Got a daughter and been on vacation with her and my ex-wife. We've been doing it like this. I done been out to their crib out on the East Coast and decorated their crib for them. We took my daughter to Atlanta City for her high school graduation. Hey, it's all love, man. You got to have trust, like that caller said. got to be mature people with trust.
Oh.
No hanky-panky.
Oh, who, are you married?
Yeah, married, man.
You're married and your wife is cool with that?
Yeah, man, she ain't got no choice. You feel me?
Oh, no, he did it. Ooh, I'm glad we're not married. Oh.
Hey, man, when you're the king,
he obviously
when
don't
the king,
respect his wife's
feelings.
You know
what I'm saying? When you're the king,
that's
you make rules.
That's not
rule,
a king.
You know,
that's
like
not
king
being
John.
A king. That's being a dictator. Thanks. Oh, get off my phone.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not going to disrespect nobody like that on my phone. Now, Jen,
yes.
The question is, would you be able to handle your partner going on outings with their ex without you if they shared a child? I am in that situation. My wife is on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. The beautiful right. Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa Lover. Good morning, boo.
Hi, how are you guys?
How you doing? So,
good.
Babe, we're talking about the Jada Pinkett and reveal that Will's son, by his first wife, is 25 years old.
Right.
And she lets Will go on vacation with his ex-wife and their son without her because she feels like the son needs to see that bond between the parents. Now, you have Jasmine. You had Jasmine yes. before you and I got married. Yes. I have Zaire, Summer, Shani, and Tiffany mm-hmm. before
correct.
We got married. With,
right.
Now, Zaire and Summer being the youngest, because Tiffany and Chanel are both in their 30s. Uh-huh. Zaire and Summer were very young when you and I started dating 15 years ago.
Right.
Would you have let me go on vacation with Kim, my ex-wife, and just the kids?
Hell no.
Why is that,
no.
Vanessa? I agree with you, by the way.
Well, first of all, the question is why? This is what I'm trying to, like, what's the purpose? I mean, I understand that you want to have that family dynamic, but you can do that here. I mean, you've gone to lunches, like you've done lunch with them and things like that. That's okay. But for you to actually get on a plane and leave the country for days without me, that's not never going to happen. No.
I kind of feel like it confuses the kids too, right? At
it
a
does.
Young age.
It does.
I
but
feel
see, this is the thing. You don't want them to get the seed into their brain. Like it's like, okay, our family is getting back together. It kind of confuses them because it makes them feel like on one hand you're doing this with mom and on another hand you're doing that with me. So are you getting back with mommy? No.
And his kid is 25 years old now.
Yeah,
his
he's too old
about,
for that.
And
yeah, he's about 39 years old.
Right. And if you would have came to me and said, hey, babe, me and Herbie going to take Jasmine on vacation without mm-hmm. you, you know what I would have said.
Yeah. I
take all your stuff with you. Because you ain't coming back here.
Yeah, I agree. This makes me feel better because I thought I was being kind of selfish saying, is something wrong with me?
There's other ways to see that family dynamic. Y'all could go to lunch or something like that. But no, because once you take a wife, that's your life partner. That
agreed.
Other person mm-hmm. really doesn't matter anymore. You're not married to her anymore.
Yeah.
If your son wants to see the dynamic, he has to see mm-hmm. the dynamic of the blended family.
Yes. Because
that's what we are now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Because the thing that you have to remember, too, not even the kids getting a false sense, but you got to, that woman, trust me, that woman is getting feelings of hope and pride in her life again. Trust me.
Yeah, especially.
And that's
yeah.
never going to happen.
And especially if it's Will Smith that making $20 million a picture.
Okay.
Right, babe?
Put a bottle of wine
exactly.
in there.
Well, babe, have a great, great day at work
thank
today.
You guys.
Nice
I love
talking
you so
to you,
much.
Vanessa.
And thank you for calling Fred.
You're welcome, Scoopy.
All right. I'll talk to you later, babe.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks.